If you're playing a game of chess and you can't see, hell, even a game of checkers, and you can't see more than one move ahead, you're going to lose. If you can't see more than one move ahead in a game of chess or a game of checkers, you're never going to win. And you're going to constantly be confused saying, why can't I win? Oh, oops, I just got set up for a triple jump. Oh, oops, I just got set up. Now I've been put in checkmate, because they literally cannot see two moves ahead. They literally do not have the brain function to see more than two moves ahead. And it does require some high IQ. It does require some high intelligence to a certain level to be able to see something in the future, to be able to see something that doesn't exist in front of you. So there is, I mean, you are superhuman. So, but there is something special there. There is something that is an ability. Now, you start getting 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. Now you're talking serious high IQs, serious high intelligence levels. But we're talking about liberals, leftists, and Democrats who literally can't even see one move ahead. Now, here's why you should not only never take liberal Democrat Party policy seriously, but you should also be extremely skeptical of whatever it is they are promoting. And I've got a couple different examples of this today. Here's the headline from the Zero Hedge article, which is just, I think, a republish of the Epoch Times. Renewable power projects slow in the U.S. over high costs and community opposition. And this isn't just the high cost of your energy bills doubling and tripling. This is the high cost of actually getting the quote-unquote renewable or green energies, which, of course, then leads to the high cost of everything else. So there's two examples of leftist, liberal, Democrat policy that will destroy us that they can't really think further down the line. And, you know, maybe I should get into this. We've got an in-studio guest coming up next hour, Leanne McAdoo. And there's something here, folks. There really is something here to draw back from the politics for a second and get into the psychology of it. There really is something, again, just try to not think politics for a second. There are certain people whose brains and minds, we all don't work the same. And we're learning more about this, are the visual aspects of our minds, the cognitive aspects of our minds, the retentive aspects of our minds. And we're starting to learn more and more that not just do people perhaps look different, but our brains act different. Our minds are not the same. Two people's minds do not act the same. And we got more and more studies suggesting such. And this, to me, is the perfect example. Now, any thinking person, anybody who can think or see more than one move ahead, like in a game of chess, understands this. But if you can't think or see one move ahead, which some people just can't, folks, their brain is just not wired that way, or they just have a dumb brain. All jokes aside, but I mean, it's kind of serious. Maybe it's a joke, maybe it's serious, but it seems like liberals are the ones that their brains don't work well. So if you're playing a game of chess and you can't see, hell, even a game of checkers, and you can't see more than one move ahead, you're going to lose. If you can't see more than one move ahead in a game of chess or a game of checkers, you're never going to win. And you're going to constantly be confused saying, why can't I win? Oh, oops, I just got set up for a triple jump. Oh, oops, I just got set up. Now I've been put in checkmate, because they literally cannot see two moves ahead. They literally do not have the brain function to see more than two moves ahead. And it does require some high IQ. It does require some high intelligence to a certain level to be able to see something in the future, to be able to see something that doesn't exist in front of you. So there is, I mean, you are superhuman. So, but there is something special there. There is something that is an ability. Now, you start getting 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. Now you're talking serious high IQ, serious high IQs, serious high intelligence levels. But we're talking about liberals, leftists, and Democrats who literally can't even see one move ahead. Not one. Not one. Now, why am I emphasizing this? Because now let's apply it to politics. And let's show two examples of this. Let's start with climate change and the carbon neutral agenda. Now, Bill Gates and the rest of them, they are smart. They know the whole thing is a fraud. They're using it to enslave, maim, and destroy and conquer humanity. The average liberal, whose brain doesn't work very well, they literally can't see one move ahead. The average Democrat that supports these kind of policies can't see one move ahead. That's why they're stunned. Oh, why is my electricity bill going up? Why is the price at the pump going up? Why is my gas bill going up? Why are my grocery bills going up? It's like, how did I get in checkmate? How did I get jumped in checkers? Well, you can't see one move ahead. You didn't know when you moved your checkers piece forward that that guy was going to jump you? You didn't know when you moved your pawn forward that the bishop was going to move you into checkmate? You couldn't see that? No, they couldn't see that. You couldn't see when you shut off U.S. gas pipelines, gas prices would go up? You couldn't see when you shut off coal that energy prices would go up? You couldn't see that by eliminating this access to clean, cheap energy, your energy bills and the cost of living would go up? You couldn't see that? No, they literally can't. Their brain doesn't work like yours. It's not a very good brain. So they're stunned. They're just stunned. Oh, you have to get a new car battery, $15,000. What? You mean my car battery isn't going to last forever? And then, oh, you crunch the numbers, the electric car. Oh, you're saving money on gas. Oops, buy that second electric car battery. You've just nullified every dollar you thought you saved. So unless you want to buy a new electric vehicle every 5 to 10 years, you're not saving any money on gas. But it's the same thing. They think, oh, this is just sounds great. This looks great. Let's stop coal. Let's stop gas. Hey, what happened? My gas at the pump price went up. Hey, what happened? My electricity bill went up. Hey, what happened? My grocery bill went up. How did this happen? I have no idea. Hey, I moved my pawn and opened up my king. How did I get into checkmate? Hey, I moved my chess piece forward on the board. I got double jumped and kinged. How did this happen? They literally cannot see one move ahead, let alone 2, 3, 4, 5, like super intelligent people might be able to see. They can't see one. And that's why they support this crap that they don't understand. Renewable power projects slow in the United States over high costs and community opposition. Yeah, pretty quickly when they're paying, price at the pump is back up, by the way, today as well. Why $4 per gallon gas may return soon. It's already up here in Texas. It's up nationwide. Why did my gas prices go up? All I did was shut down gas. All I did was shut down the pipelines. Why did my gas prices go up? I don't get it. Oh, you must be a liberal. They do not get it. They cannot think a move ahead. Here's another one. Defund the police. They can't think these things out to the conclusion, folks. That's the problem. This is a mental illness or just some people's brains are built differently. They cannot work things out to a logical conclusion. They can't crunch the numbers. They literally can't even see it in their mind's eye. They might not even be able to have a visual mind. We're actually learning now in studies, some people do not have a visual mind. Some people can't even think. But I'm not trying to get off on all these new psychological studies that are coming out. I'm just telling you what's out there. We're learning more and more about the human brain. Most of it's still a mystery. But some people literally cannot see things in their mind. They cannot think more than one move ahead. They literally cannot do it. Now, maybe there's some brain damage there, or it's the fluoride, and maybe they can train their brain and help it and grow it. But as it stands, they can't. Liberals can't. And it is liberals. Here's another one, and we're seeing this all over last week and this weekend. We have to defund the police. We have to abolish the police. We have to get rid of the police. You clearly haven't reached the conclusion to that process, have you? How does that go? Either two things happen when you abolish the police. One, you have a lawless society, or essentially anarchy. Now, I'm not really an anarchist, but I'm all for limited government. And you know what is funny about that? I'm the one that gets politically persecuted. I'm the one that gets arrested for my politics. You want to defund the police? Fine. I'll finally be free. How are you leftists and liberals and Democrats going to arrest Owen Schroyer? How are you leftists and liberals and Democrats going to charge and arrest Owen Schroyer when he does stuff you don't like without police? I guess you haven't thought of that one, have you? Oh, I guess Owen Schroyer is just supposed to walk into his jail cell and just cuff himself and then just die in there. I guess that's what they expect. No, you abolish the police, you're asking for either a lawless society or a militarization of the streets. That's the only two paths abolishing the police go. And I don't think they realize the fine, thin blue line that holds civilization and society together, which is the police. Now, see, the globalists understand this. The globalists understand this. The Democrats don't. Their brains don't work well. The globalists do. That's why they want to abolish the police, to see America go into chaos. But so these are two examples of how the left pushes for policies and agendas that they themselves don't understand and that they themselves literally cannot think out to their logical conclusion. So go ahead, abolish the police. How are you going to arrest your political dissidents? How are you going to enforce your vaccine mandates and everything else you love so much?
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.